And with me now on the line from Atlanta, Georgia, is Peter Dykstra. Peter is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. And, you know, as usual, he's taking a look beyond the headlines for us. How you doing, Peter? And what do you have for us today?
Well, hi, Steve. I'm going to start off with some kind of mixed news from the Biden administration. They're canceling 3 oil and gas lease sales, 2 in the Gulf of Mexico, 1 off the coast of Alaska. It takes millions of acres out of possible drilling, just as U.S. gas prices are reaching record highs.
So wait a second. Why is this the bad news, though, to keep it in the ground from your perspective? Because, I don't know, I think fossil fuels aren't really good for ecology.
Well, the reason that it's mixed news in a way is that particularly the Alaska lease sale, there was absolutely no interest on the part of the oil companies when it was first offered for lease. And the reason for that is prices have to be really, really high for the per barrel price, the per gallon of gasoline price, for going offshore, particularly in the Arctic, to be worth the trouble. And just as the prices are going up and just as the prices are worth the trouble for the oil industry, Biden pulls the plug on the lease.
Of course, now I gather that's not the lease story that you have for us today.
No, there's another story out of New York State where the legislature has passed a bill similar to the one that passed a couple of years ago in neighboring New Jersey, my ancestral home. The bill is, along with Jersey, one of the 2 toughest environmental justice laws in the entire country.
So what does this bill do for environmental justice? Everyone seems to talk about it, but not a lot of folks are doing anything.
The federal agencies on the federal level, state agencies on the New York and New Jersey level, have to consider before citing any potentially toxic, potentially hazardous site in a poor or minority community. As Jesse Jackson said almost 4 decades ago, there's a reason that you don't see nuclear waste dumps sited in Beverly Hills.
And Peter, one tiny detail here. Now, New Jersey has this law, but the New York State Legislature has only passed the bill. Any odds that the governor's not going to sign it? I mean, what's the status of it, do you think?
Well, obviously, New York State is a little distracted right now with the race-based massacre this past weekend, but chances are very good that Governor Hochul will sign the bill and it will make its way into law. 2 states down, 48 to go.
All right. Now it's the time in our meetings that you typically look at the history books. Tell me, what do you see today?
Something to do with dirty water in New York and New Jersey, the Hudson River. On May 17th, 1969, the Hudson River sloop Clearwater is christened by Pete Seeger, the legendary folk singer, and other activists. And for the past 5 decades and more, the Clearwater has sailed up and down the Hudson in the name of a clean Hudson River, industrial pollution problems, sewage problems. The riverbed there is still contaminated with PCBs, highly toxic chemicals, dumped from 2 upstate General Electric factories years and years ago. PCBs are a very hard thing to clean up.
Yeah, they're almost forever chemicals, aren't they, Peter? But at least the water looks clear on the Hudson River these days.
The water looks clear this time of year particularly. It's a beautiful place to be, and long live the Clearwater for its 50-plus years of educating and a little bit of hell-raising on the Hudson.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth webpage. That's loe.org.